barrel racing by Quick at MetLife Stadium as the NFC East champions beat a Giants team that is beyond despair. An Eagles win today locks up a first-round bye. Bulls back again, looking, he's looking, he is firing, and it is good. Alshon Jeffery, touchdown. Manning stepping up, he has time, he fires, and it is intercepted. Intercepted, it is Darby. Bulls backs up, Bulls looks, Bulls fires, and it is good. Touchdown. Bulls delivers to Ertz. Swing. Gets it. It's blocked. It's blocked.
Camus
Rouge Hill, who blocked it. Bulls takes the snap. Looking. Firing. Wide open. Touchdown.
I think they're warming their hands around the bonfire.
Bulls back. Bulls look. Bulls fire. And it is caught. Aguilar. Touchdown.
Oh, I love that. That's not making a catch. That's taking the football.
To give the Giants the lead. Ball is spotted. The kick is away and it's partially blocked. It's blocked and it rolls into the end zone. And the Eagles still have the lead. Ball is spotted. The kick is up and the kick is good. The Eagles increase their margin. That's a 5-point lead. Can the Eagles stop the Giants right here? Manning takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He is firing and it is incomplete. It is out of the end zone. Incomplete. With 43 seconds to go. And he goes over the middle. He completes it. The razzle-dazzling. It doesn't work.
The tackle is over.
Made on Roger Lewis. And the game is over. And the Eagles have clinched the first round bye.
Our Bud Light story of a very crazy game once again against the New York Giants. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro along with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. And what is it about the Giants? And you were part of it, of course. Yeah. It's always ridiculous.
You always want to beat them. You always want to, you know, inflict pain and injury against those guys. But it always seems like it comes down to not offense, not defense, a special teams play. Yesterday, three big-time special teams plays for the Eagles helped seal the game. But it always seems like it's either a punt return or a punt block, field goal block, field extra point. It always comes down to special teams in these games.
Nick Foles throws four touchdown passes. Yes, Eli Manning, 400 yards. The Giants, 500 yards of offense. I mean, that's not the way it was scripted, Brian.
Division game, two teams that know each other very well, two teams that really have had success both ways. The Eagles have won a lot of games against the Giants. The Giants have certainly had their share of success against the Birds. It's always going to be an exciting division game.
Okay, so the Eagles taking care of business on the road, 34-29, clinching a first-round bye. No worse than a number two seed in the playoffs. The magic number then is one to get home field. Bring it all through South Philadelphia, Brian, which I really think will make a difference. The Eagles 6-0 at Lincoln Financial Field. Five of those wins, double digits or more. Bring it.
It's a good feeling that you have the first round bye. It's still a great feeling that you have an opportunity to get home field throughout the playoffs here in South Philly. Of course, everyone wants the home field advantage. Howie Roseman said back in January, we're fighting for a home field advantage. That's our goal. Our goals are still right here in front of us. That's an important thing.
All right, so we've got a lot to get to here on Eagles 360. We'll take a look back here at this, well, pretty crazy win over the New York Giants. We'll begin with the offense presented by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged, and all eyes on number nine, Nick Foles, making his first start of the season. The post-Carson Wentz era of this 2000 season begins on a very high note. Nick Foles, no problem. Four touchdown passes. Look like Nick Foles.
Look smooth, look confident. One thing that you always want from your backup quarterback, whoever comes in, is to lead the team. And when you have a rookie leading the team, that can go any type of way. Nick Foles came in, he led the team. He didn't get too high with the touchdowns. He didn't get too low with some of the incompletions, things like that. He was steady throughout the game. I think the offense responded very well to that. He got everyone involved. I was impressed.
The part that you just said, everyone getting involved, yeah, that's been a theme all season. Take a look at these wide receivers who, for the first time in franchise history, the Eagles have three of them with at least eight touchdown catches in a single season. Alshon Jeffrey, Brian, has made an impact, although his catch number not high, 9 touchdowns, and opening up a lot of possibilities for Zach Ertz and for Nelson Agholor and for Trey Burton, has really made a difference.
Huge red zone threat, big body in the red zone. You see him running that baseline, that inline, and if you throw it up high, no one else can get to the ball. He's a big guy. He also should have had one more touchdown, got a little bit underthrown there. Alshon's a big threat, but you're right. He's opening up lanes for Zach Ertz, who's getting double-teamed now in the red zone. Now that opens things up for Nelson Agholor. This is a good opportunity for this football team. You have the ability to run the football effectively, play action, and you have guys that can score in the red zone. Zach Ertz continues to run a lot of the same routing, and it works every single week. I've been impressed with what they've been able to do in the red zone.
Eagles 4 of 6 in the red zone on Sunday. Big reason they beat the Giants. And let's talk about Agholor for a minute. We've talked about him a lot this season. But clearly when the Eagles drafted him in the first round, they saw somebody with a lot of quickness, with the ability after the catch to make a big play. It took a couple of years here, Brian. This is why we don't judge drafts for 3 seasons. Nelson Agholor, exhibit A of being patient and waiting for him to develop.
You can tell something clicked. And I think a lot of the guys that have played in the league will tell you at some point the game slows down for you. And when the game slows down, now you just go out there and you play naturally. Now you go out there and you see everything and it makes sense. You can tell this is the point that Nelson Agholor is at right now. Everything he's doing has been good. He's catching the football with his hands confidently. He's excited. He's getting yards after the catch. All these are the types of things, these are the types of things that you're looking for from the slot receiver. He's done a great job of it.
Brian, what about the offensive line with Chance Warmack at left guard, stepping in for Stefan Wisniewski? He seemed to do a pretty good job.
Yeah, he did okay. Snacks Harrison is a big guy. He's a guy that you're going to have to contend with and with the guard, center guard, and in every situation. I think the offensive line held their own. There are some things you need to fix, just like any other game. There are some things you want to do a little bit differently. The most important thing for the offensive line and the running backs, especially, is to protect your quarterback. That starts with identifying who are the blitzers, who are the guys that can come. And at this point, I think they need to work on that just a little bit more.
Good points, Brian. The Eagles running the football okay yesterday. Yeah. Jay Ajayi, 49 yards, 12 carries, 108 yards. As a team, not the big running game, but Nick Foles comfortable in the pocket, trusting his receivers, getting the football out on time. So a good first game without Carson.
I think Nick Foles' arm looked a little bit stronger than I remember. He did a great job of not turning the ball over. That's the most important thing for him. Allow your defense to step up, and they will play better as the season concludes and as you go into the postseason. But Nick Foles didn't turn the ball over. He did a great job of making sure that you're scoring touchdowns in the red zone, and that's the same thing that Carson Wentz had been doing.
So that's a look at the Eagles' offense, which leads the league in points scored along with the L.A. Rams. The beat goes on without Carson Wentz and without Stefan Wisniewski, who missed the game with the ankle injury. That's a look at the Eagles' offense from Sunday's win, presented by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. More to get to here on Eagles 360. We'll talk about a struggling defense and a big play special teams. But first, when we return, we'll take a look inside some of the big plays. Our All-22 review is next. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
New pass every month? That's old news. Switch to the reloadable, replaceable, reusable Septa Key. Visit iSeptaPhilly.com for info.
Since 1904, Philly's top sandwich pros and homemakers have always started the exact same way. With those legendary rolls baked fresh daily. Want to make the very best sandwiches? Always start with the very best sandwich rolls. Amoroso's.
Why Philly sandwiches are world famous at your favorite supermarkets and food stores.
$1.99 hot chocolate at Dunkin'? That's like a big yummy hug. So hug it up. Hug more. Hug large. Hug medium. Hug that. Live the hug life with $1.99 medium or larger hot chocolate. America runs on Dunkin'.
We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. And we're going to take a look now at some of the big plays from Sunday's win over the Giants, our All-22 review, presented by Community College of Philadelphia. First, we turn to the special teams.
So the touchdown by Zach Ertz makes it 20-14 in favor of the Giants. The Giants get the ball back, and the Eagles force a three and out and a punt. So what do? You get a punt block here, and the momentum continues swinging for the Eagles. And we saw the replay of this, and we're sitting there loving what we see from this Eagles special teams unit. Let's break this down and how it's really kind of, it's very similar to what you see from a defensive line and a defensive front seven with pass rush.
Well, start with your point about just separating this, because I think that's a really good point. You want to, you clear that out and clear that out, and everything is going to work right in here. And that's a really important point. That's what they were trying to do. But notice what you have here. You have four defenders and you have three blockers. But this is really a pass rush concept. This is just a stunt. It's really with a picker and a looper. So what you're going to have is Braman right here, who the Eagles just signed and a great special teams player. He's the picker. Who's the looper? Gruje Hill. He comes around. Very basic stuff. It's just like a pass rush. So just watch this. That's exactly what happens. They do a really, really good job. Really well done. I mean, it's a stunt.
Yeah.
It's that's about as good as it gets. And it has an overload element because it starts out with 4-on-3. So that causes a little hesitation and a little confusion for those three guys on the Giants inside. But when all is said and done, it's an inside stunt with a picker and a looper executed perfectly.
Yeah, just like you would attack a running back in protection. That personal protector, number 27 there for the Giants, he's back there and he's going with the pick, with the pinner in Braman.
Yeah.
And he doesn't react well enough to Kamu Gruje Hill coming in, and Gruje Hill's been a great special teamer for the Eagles all season long. So huge momentum swing. You get the Ertz touchdown, which started with the Darby interception. Now you get the punt block. What does that lead to? That's the next play.
Thanks very much, guys. Brian, a big day for special teams. Kind of been waiting for that. Now, there was one mistake in there. Najee Good jumps off sides. We'll talk about that. But punt blocks and kick blocks, the art of that. How often do you practice it? What's the mindset? Because the players who are blocking these kicks, other than Gruje Hill, Malcolm Jenkins, Derek Barnett, not the traditional kick block guys.
Well, I think you practice it every day because these are points on the board. This field position, these are opportunities for your team to either win or lose a football game. And I can make the argument that if they don't have those punt blocks and field goal blocks, extra point block yesterday, we lose this football game. We're certainly be in danger of losing the game. So these are critical moments in the game. And if you don't practice these things, I remember John Harbaugh would have us working our tails off every single day because these are critical moments in the game. Coach Phipps is no different. Great job by the special teams yesterday. They won the game.
And really, the work started earlier in the week when the Eagles signed Brian Braman.
Yes.
Bringing him in here, recognizing that in Los Angeles, a weakness, an exposed weakness. Now you bring in Braman, everything gets shored up, and you make big plays on teams.
It's not very often that you have GMs and coaches, whoever makes these decisions, understanding a weakness, and at the end of the year, bringing in someone that can help you, and you get that immediate help. That's immediate impact. That's a great move for Doug and Howie as well.
Another All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia. Fran and Greg talk about a touchdown pass to the red-hot Trey Burton. Nobody around. How'd he get so wide open, guys?
So a few minutes ago, the Eagles were down 20-7. We're all wondering what is going on here in MetLife. And now so many plays have happened. The Eagles have now got the momentum in their favor. A red zone play, really good design here from this Eagles offensive coaching staff. Show us what we're seeing here.
We've shown a lot of red zone touchdowns this year, haven't we?
Yeah, more than a few.
Yeah, this is really good design. It's a 3-by-1 set with two tight ends on the field. Ertz is at the bottom as the single receiver. He's not really part of the play because what they're going to do here, it's a three-man route concept to the wide side of the field, to the trip side of the field. You're going to have Aguilar. He's going to run vertically. And you know why that's critical? He needs to occupy this safety.
Yep.
Because then the other two routes, you're going to get, this is Jeffrey running right inside here on a little quick in-breaker. And then you're going to get Burton, the second tight end, running vertical here. So you have two verts, really. You had to control that safety. So now, how do you handle these two guys? Now, you don't know exactly how they're going to react, but this play will show you how they reacted.
It's a really good job of just understanding who you're going up against.
So right here.
DRC is an aggressive corner. He's a guy that wants to jump routes.
Right.
And so knowing full well his play, his skill set, that he wants to try and jump routes. They bring Alshon here on that slant like you showed, and now Trey Burton is just leaking right in behind.
And keep one thing in mind. This is third and five.
Yeah.
So these guys, they're playing the sticks.
Yep.
They're thinking that this throw is going to go to Jeff. How many times have the Eagles made that kind of throw to Jeffrey on third and six or less?
Yep.
So now they're jumping that. You had the two verticals. Not possible. This Aguilar's vertical shows quicker, so the safety Thompson reacts to that. And what do you get? Burton in the end zone. No one is covering him as we see this. Really a well-designed play. Obviously, you don't specifically know what the defensive reaction will be, but the route concept really helps you, I don't want to say dictate it, but it allows that to happen.
So the Eagles go up 21-20. They do end up giving up that field goal before halftime, so they lose the lead going into the locker room. But a great job on those four big plays there to close out the second quarter to really get themselves back into this game. And it all ended with that great design there on the touchdown to Trey Burton.
Thanks so much, fellas. Brian, 15 touchdowns combined with Zach Ertz, Trey Burton, and Brent Celek, the tight ends. A massive weapon here.
Important part of any offense, your tight end, making sure you have the security blanket for your quarterback. But a guy, you know, we have guys in the tight end position, Burton as well as Ertz, that can run routes just as good as wide receivers, and they're huge threats. And you watch the game over and over and over. You're now seeing Zach Ertz getting double-teamed in the red zone because he's so potent and he's done so many good things in the red zone over time. This is important. Now Doug Peterson, as he's calling plays, he's setting teams up over and over and over. And as soon as they got into the red zone, they understood DRC is going to jump the short in route, and you have Trey Burton wide open in the end zone. Great play call, great execution by the quarterback and the tight end.
And an understanding of how the defense would react.
Absolutely.
The personalities and the tendencies and the scheme. Okay, that's our All-22 review of some big plays, of many big plays in Sunday's win over the New York Giants, presented by Community College of Philadelphia. More to get to here on Eagles 360 when we return. Brian and I are going to dig into the defense. What's going on with Jim Schwartz's group? We'll talk about it when we come back. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Toyota Player of the Week, cast your vote, and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
Ta-ta tokens, the SEPTA Key travel wallet is here. Visit iSEPTAPhilly.com to meet the less jingly way to pay.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Bob's Discount Furniture presents three furniture victories. Number one, not having to choose a new living room set over seeing the game live. Number two, not having to choose a new bedroom set over seeing the game on a new TV. Number three, not having to choose a new dining room over a pregame party. At Bob's Discount Furniture, you can have your cake and eat it too. And by cake, we mean furniture. Bob's Discount Furniture. It's how to win at furniture.
No matter how you holiday, where you holiday, or who you holiday with, stay bright with Dunkin's holiday coffee flavors like brown sugar cinnamon and peppermint mocha. Grab your favorite and make your holidays happen. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
We're back. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, Eagles 360, our final segment on this Monday. So we saved the best for last. Special teams, we've kind of talked about. Yes. Great job, guys. Defense, 500-plus yards allowed. Three Eli Manning touchdown passes. a bit on the ground, too.
Yes.
For the Giants. It was the third week in a row here, Brian, we've seen the Eagles giving up big plays. Is there a reason for concern?
Well, you have to think about what this defense is doing. This defense has been the dominant force. And I think for a lot of the wins that we've had all season long, it's because of what the defense has been able to do, specifically the front four, the front seven linebackers included, getting after quarterbacks. And, you know, that's how we've been winning games. The last couple of weeks, Dave, we just haven't seen it. We haven't seen this defense get after and harass quarterbacks in the same fashion that they did early in the season. You know, it may be a coincidence. You have three road games, a long West Coast trip. These guys' legs a little bit tired towards the end of the season. Hopefully, over the next couple of weeks, they can get their legs back.
How about in the secondary where the players, the cornerbacks, Jalen Mills, Ronald Darby, really seemed eager to jump routes? And so they're getting double moves, little sluggos, slant and goes, and Giants have success all day.
Well, what happens is when you're not making the big plays throughout the game, in the last couple of weeks you're not making the big plays, you start being greedy. And you start seeing things. You say, hey, I know this route. I know it's a slant. And so I'm going to go try to get the ball. And next thing you know, it's a double move touchdown. And that just can't happen. The big plays will hurt you majorly in the playoffs. Those are the things that we weren't giving up at the beginning of the season. We have to find a way to stop those big-time plays.
You say greedy. Now, this goes against everything the Eagles have been talking about all season. The mantra has been unselfish.
Yeah.
So greedy would mean selfish. Yes.
Well, I just think that guys want to make a play. I mean, I don't know that it's selfish, but I mean, the same way as I say to Asante Samuel wanted to make a play, you can say that's greedy, but he wanted to make a play, and 9 times out of 10, he was right. That 10th time, he got beat for a touchdown, and so those are the things you have to be wary about. The other thing for this defense, they have to do a much better job at tackling. They haven't tackled very well these last few weeks. They need to do that. Rally and tackle. You're going to see Marshawn Lynch this week. And if you think that one guy is going to bring him down, that's not going to be the case. You need to get 2, 3, 4 guys around him, bring him down to the ground. They have to tackle better.
Yeah, it's just I think that's the big question mark for them. Now we're off the quarterback thing. Yeah. We've seen Nick Foles throw 4 touchdown passes. Now the defense has to get its snarl back. Can you do that? Can you flip a switch and get the snarl back?
Is
the bye week going to be the big?
I think when they get their legs back underneath them, they get a week of practice. Coaches actually coaching them hard. Because during the season, when you're traveling out west and you have these 3 road games in a row, your coaches can't coach you but so hard because you only have so much practice time. You only have so much energy in your body. That was taken away because of these 3 road games. Hopefully in the bye week, they'll get some of that energy back. They'll be able to coach these guys very hard, get back to fundamentals and techniques. If we get back to that place where we were at early on in the season, we'll be fine.
And also, having Philadelphia Eagles fans going crazy starting on Monday night against the Oakland Raiders, that's going to be such a benefit. Now, we've seen on the road the difference that these fans have made. Thank you so very much for your support. Yesterday, in fact, the Giants' false start penalty attributed to the fact that the Eagles fans were so loud that the Giants on offense at home couldn't hear the cadence. That's a wonderful thing. So I think that will also help energize this football team, and particularly this defense.
This team deserves a home game. They've been on the road almost, it seems like a month. It's almost a month. They deserve a home game, and I think their energy level is increased on Christmas night.
Yeah, for sure. And then a win on Sunday, or win on Monday night, if the Packers don't beat the Vikings, clinches 2.
That's right.
Potentially.
Take that.
Yeah. Just keep coming through Philadelphia. Like. Right. Also, the special teams, we talked about the blocks. Let's talk about Jake Elliott, 10 points, 2 of 2 on field goals, 4 extra points. Donnie Jones punting the Eagles out of problems in a stadium, as you know, where, Brian, the wind can be crazy, and some of his punts were not gorgeous, but they bounced to a 46.8-yard gross average.
Win the field position battle. Donnie Jones has done that all season long. Jake Elliott is just clutch. I mean, at the end of the day, you just want him to go out there and kick the ball through the uprights, and that's exactly what he does. It's just great to have those types of guys that you can count on no matter what on your football team, because just like we mentioned earlier, special teams will win you a game or two per season. This is one of those games they just won for us.
And so that is the recap of the game against the Giants. What's ahead for you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app? It's our Amorosos on the Menu segment for Tuesday. Busy, busy week for the Eagles. We've got Glenn Mack now coming in, his takeaways from the win over the Giants. We've got Doug Peterson, Eagles head coach, in studio, and some tape study with quarterbacks coach John DeFilippo, who's done such a wonderful job helping develop Carson Wentz, now Nick Foles. We've got Nate Sudfeld in the wings. He may get a shot to play against the Cowboys if the Eagles take care of business on Monday night against the Raiders. That is our Amorosos on the Menu segment. Well, Brian, the Eagles are 12-2 here Your thoughts moving forward here, what needs to happen to get this all set up the way we want it?
One of my favorite quotes is that success is not, you know, your destination. It's a rest stop. They've had an awful lot of success. This is not the end destination for this football team. This is just a rest stop. I want you guys to get your legs back underneath you. Get ready to go out there and get you a game on Monday night so you have an extra day. That's a good thing. Go find a way to win a game. Get that home field throughout the playoffs. And then we can have the discussion about where we're going to do against the Cowboys. Then we can relax a little bit, have that first week of the playoffs off, make sure that we're ready to play some football. This team has been through a long stretch. Away games, they've pressed hard to get to 12 wins. Now it's time to finish it off the right way and then get some rest and then go into the playoffs ready to play football.
Love it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll see you next week. Brian Westbrook, Dave Spadaro, thank you so much for joining us on Eagles 360. We're back tomorrow. Glenn Macdow in studio. Until then, have yourselves a fantastic Eagles day.